TJ and I had done some more work on Louise's case. I'd managed to track down the post office box that her man used. Really, just a store on the Upper West Side that offered an under-the-radar way of collecting mail as untraceably as possible. TJ began the process of calling all the likely phone book listings for David Thompson, and, of course, checking for a David Thompson on the net to see if anything turned up. I had a few calls into a couple of friends who worked in advertising and would be likely to have worked with freelancers. That evening, I bit the bullet and sat down at Elaine's computer. I Googled my way to some of the sites, Advertising Age and Adweek, that a friend had mentioned. And one thing led to another. Everybody tells me what a time-saver the Internet is, and how they can't believe they ever got along without it. And I know what they mean, but every time I use it, I wind up wondering what people did with their spare time before computers came along to suck it all up. I sat down at the damn thing in the middle of the afternoon, and I couldn't get away from it until Elaine was putting dinner on the table. She said she'd wanted to check her email, but hadn't wanted to disturb me. I told her I'd have welcomed a disturbance, but I'd spent hours without accomplishing much of anything. I couldn't find the son of a bitch, I said. You know what I think, she said? I think we should get a second computer. That's funny, I said, because what I think is we should get rid of the one we've got. Late the following afternoon, I was at the Donnell Library on West 53rd, reading a book on direct marketing that probably wouldn't help me find David Thompson. I walked from there to Elaine's shop on 9th Avenue, figuring I'd keep her company and walk her home when she closed up, but she wasn't there. Her best friend Monica was, and had been for most of the afternoon. I just dropped in, she explained.